sorry for some technical difficulties. CJSF will be up as soon as possible. Something is really wrong here. Sorry for some massive technical difficulties. It is 10 a.m. on July 13th, 2025. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca. You could also download the CJSF app on the Google Store or Apple Store, depending on your device. For some reason, the Serato's not working right now. I will try to play a PSA ASAP. Just a minute, please. Not happening right now, so I'll try to play some music from Plex. Oh, another technical glitch in CJSF, which is happening way too often here. I don't understand why it's happening right now. Just bear with me for a minute or so. I'm really sorry about this. I don't understand why it's not playing. But I will be putting some music on air ASAP. I don't understand why Serato, which often plays PSAs, is just completely dead right now. Sorry about this. We'll be playing the first song ASAP. It will be Miramar's Intro to Flores with Locu Midas. Sorry, I don't understand why it's not playing right now. I don't know why the CJSF On Air Studio is completely dead at this point. I'll try to play it again.
Cuna de amores, la llave. las cosas buenas quiero siempre recordar y en tu altar quiero bailar sin que mi felicidad tengas que salvar. Pim, pum, pam, me duelen más los golpes que sobre mi cabeza caerán. Lloraré, quiero fe y de tu cara no dudar. Cuna de amor.
She took my spot in the bed, the space in your head that I used to. Something about her changes my mood, the sweetest perfume, she's too good for you.
Thank you.
Hello? Oh, now it's off. Oh, sorry for some massive technical difficulties. According to Jesse Winslow, somebody tried to troubleshoot, but the PGM button was off. The first song was Miramar's Entratus Flores with Locu de Mas, with the second song, Nia Naduradas, Still Living With My Parents EP. I think I like your girlfriend. That was the second song. I would like to comment on SFE Athletics at this time. Two events occurred on July 8th. The Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced its Faculty Athletic Representative Scholarship Awards presented by Barnes & Noble's College. Where I record 394 students earned over 3.85 in cumulative GPA, 10 of which were the Red Leafs. Natalie Charity in the women's basketball with a 3.93 GPA as a biomedical physiology major for her second FAR. Brooke Dexter in the women's volleyball with a 3.94 GPA as a biological sciences major for her fourth FAR. Claire Dubois in the women's golf with a 3.90 GPA as a business administration major for her second FAR. Elena Gerbrandt in the women's golf with a 3.96 GPA. Amelie Lucas in the women's wrestling with a 3.89 GPA as a mathematical physics major. Maddie Powell in the women's track and field with a 3.88 GPA as a kinesiology major for her fourth FAR. Francesca Rowan in the women's soccer with a 3.93 GPA as a health sciences major. Luca Aiello in the men's soccer with a 3.86 GPA as a business administration major. Mitchell Gibbs in the men's track and field with a 3.98 GPA as a business administration major for his fourth FAR. And Owen Gusmanson in the men's wrestling with a 3.96 GPA as a molecular biology biochemistry major for his fourth FAR. Also on July 8th, the SFU Red Leafs track and field program announced the recruitment of Nathan Roth, a provincial long jump champion, on the SFU Athletics website. Roth, who hails from Port Coquitlam, graduated from Terry Fox Secondary, leaped his lifetime best of 6.98 meters at the BC Provincial Championships, earning the provincial crown on the same day he graduated from high school. On July 10th, the SFU Athletics website announced six Red Leafs wrestlers who will represent Canada in 2025. First at the U20 United World Wrestling Pan American Championships in Lima, Peru, which also started on July 10th with weights in kilograms. Agnia Krakowska in the 57 women, Ella Finding in the 59 women, Lene Marie McCracken in the 68 women, Rupinder Juhal in the 76 women, Kalin Radov in the 65 men, and Tezvir Dinsa in the 97 men, as the six finished first in their weight classes at the Canadian Junior Wrestling Championships back in May at Edmonton. On July 11th, the Red Leafs track and field program announced the recruitment of javelin thrower Thomas McDonald, who hails from Courtney on Vancouver Island, per the SFU Athletics website. Where the hell was I? Thomas McDonald is a graduate of Vanier Secondary, where his best performances were in a Duncan tournament as he improved his throws from 53, 57, 59 meters, along with a bronze at the BC Summer Games. Now to the U20 United World Wrestling Pan American Championships in Lima, Peru, where Cleet Hansen, the Red Leafs men's wrestling head coach, leads Team Canada, where women's competed on July 11th, all of which were in kilograms. Here are round one results for SFU wrestlers. Ella Finding was shaded by Cecilia Bronco Solano of Italy, 6'5 in the 59. Lene Marie McCracken dominated Leila Malki of Peru in 10-0 in the 69, and Agnia Krakowska upended Anishka Santos Baez of Cuba in the 57. Now to round two results. Lene Marie McCracken was blanked by Zoe Lintz 4-0 in the 68. Agnia Krakowska overwhelmed Sindel Caruso Casas 10-0 in the 57. And Rupinder Juhal upended Elena Kandumi Caicedo of Peru in the 76. Where am I? Rupinderjo, sorry. In round three, Ella Finding was shaded by Bella Williams of USA in the 59. Lene McCracken was dominated by Eduardo Rodriguez Batista of Brazil 10-0 in the 68. Agnia Krakowska overwhelmed Carla Grueso Ortiz 10-0 in the 57, and Rupinder Johal blanked Stephanie Da Silva Dias 4-0 in the 76. In round 4, Ella Finding dominated Alison Valdez Obando of Guatemala 10-2 in the 59, and Lene Marie McCracken dominated Elide Castano Buendia 14-3 of Mexico in the 68. In the semifinals, Agnia Krakowska defeated Taina Aníbal Ribeiro of Brazil 7-4 in the women's 57, and Rupinder Johal tripled up Arieka Stegler of USA 6-2 in the women's 76. In the women's 57 finals, Agnia Krakowska won the gold after a 4-4 decision over Carissa Qureshi of USA. In the women's 59, Ella Finding won her final match over Talita Caballero Orozco of Peru per injury default for the bronze. In the women's 76 finals, Rupinder Johal fell to Edna Jimenez for the silver, as every Team Canada women wrestler won a medal, 2 golds, 4 silvers, 4 bronzes, and finished second overall in team competition at the U-2025 U-20 Pan American Championships in Lima, Peru, where men's competed on July 12th, where weights were also in kilograms. In the 97 round 1, Tazvir Dinsa dominated Sadeth Ortega Ospino of Panama via a 10-0 technical fall, but fell to Justin Rodmacher in round 2. In the 65, Colin Radev was overwhelmed by Yonder Soto Rivera via a 10-0 technical fall in a quarterfinal. Later on, in the 97 round 4, Tazvir Dinsa dominated Kyle Santara Oliveira of Brazil 12-1. Meanwhile, in one of men's 65 2-bronze contests, Colin Radev initially trailed Mark Yanguez of Panama 8-4, but Radev ultimately upended Yanguez to win one of 2 bronzes in the men's 65. In the men's 97 round 5, Tazvir Dinsa overwhelmed Ramirez Navo of Mexico 12-1 in his final match for a silver, as the Canadian men earned 8 medals, 1 gold, 3 silver, 4 bronze, and finished second overall in team competition at the U-2025 Pan American Championships in Lima, Peru. Sorry about that. I guess the PS... for some reason... PSA isn't working right now. Let me take a look.
Greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m.
This is Radio Goethe on CJS.
CJSF will be back after the following messages. A bunch of B buttons, absolute silence, Serato A and B, which I just mitigated.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca. CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can
Are you there? Oh, you're putting me on. Can you, like, put some music or something on, Steve? I can't hear you right now.
Can you hear me now?
I can, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm on live on air with Jesse Winsloff, the program coordinator, as there was some massive technical difficulties. I'm just going to talk about some baseball scores, then I will put some PSA on. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, sure. You can turn the phone channel off, though. That's good.
Yeah, I will talk to you another time.
Okay.
Thank you. That was my call with Jesse Winsloff, the program coordinator. And now I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. Sorry for some massive technical difficulties. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning college scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. I will mention the news and scores from the Premier Division between July 7th and today. On July 7th, the host North Shore Twins defeated the Langley Blaze 5-2 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. On July 9th, the BCPBL announced on its X that Caden Moore, a left-handed pitcher for the Parksville Royals, had committed to the California Grizzlies based in Palm Springs, California. Three games were on tap for July 10th, including a doubleheader. The Abbotsford Cardinals quad-damaged the visitors Coquitlam Reds 4-1, followed by a 9-2 drubbing for a sweep at Del Air, while Langley doubled up the hosts, White Rock Tritons, 4-2 at Salisbury Athletic Park. Three doubleheaders were on tap for July 12th. The visitors, Abbotsford, shaded Coquitlam 3-1, 6-0 for a sweep at Monday. Wally shaded Mid Island 1-0, 4-2 for a sweep at Ceres Wally Stadium, and Langley blitzed the host Parksville Royals 10-1 and 10-1 for a sweep at Parksville's Inuit Wallace Field. Let me look at the current scores, because there are multiple games on air right now. Okay, so I just goofed on typing cbcpbl.com, which is now mitigated. So the current scores are: the Langley Blaze are up a huge 8-0 on Parksville Royals, while Mid Island Pirates and Wally Chiefs are tied at 0. Langley at North Island are at Parksville, whereas Mid Island at Wally are in Surrey, Wally Stadium, no less.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 36-6. The North Shore Twins are second at 31-10. The Abbotsford Cardinals are third at 30-13, have won 7 in a row. The Wally Chiefs are fourth at 24-15, have won 6 in a row. The UBC Thunder are fifth at 23-20. The Victoria Eagles are also fifth at 23-20. The Mid Island Pirates are 7th at 23-20, while Okanagan Athletics are 8th at 22-22. the first the top eight teams make the playoffs. The Delta Blue Jays are 9th at 19-21. The Victoria Mariners are 10th at 14-29. The White Rock Tritons are 11th at 13-28. The North Island Royals are 12th at 11-31, have dropped 17 in a row. And the Coquitlam Reds are last at 5-38, have lost 7 in a row.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome to the second half of episode 27 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Sorry for some massive technical difficulties during the first half, where originally putting the AUD buttons on, at least one of the AUD buttons, put Plex Music on air, where I play music from the CJSF HD playlist, but it didn't